Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Welcome to Off the Beaten Path, broadcasting live down here in the swamp in Central Florida. I am your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is the 10th of February, 2019. Wow, it's been a long week, hasn't it, folks? An interesting week. We had the week of the State of the Union Address. Very interesting. We will try to stay on point today, but occasionally I do go off the beaten path. Phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Interested in what you have to say, opinions are on the table. We'll sort through it all and find out our best one. Encouraging to look outside the box, stepping off that narrow path of thinking, go off the beaten path. Okay, that's enough plugs for the show. Before we talk about the State of the Union Address, what I saw and what I didn't see, and there's plenty, I do want to give a shout out to Carol A., no last names, thanking you for allowing me to have the opportunity to be part of a discussion group this week on an article that is on the website. I definitely want to point this out to you. It's on the website. I looked at it today again, read it again. It's called The Unholy Trinity for War. It's on the website. The Federal Reserve, Christian Zionism, and the Current White House. I suggest you read that. Read it twice. It's a very good article by Charles Carlson, Chuck Carlson. And hopefully I will talk to him in the future here and actually get him on the show and talk about this. Some very good stuff. I learned a lot in the discussion. It was probably about a two-hour discussion, and very proud to be part of that discussion group. And I think I came away with a lot of information, more information to make me more sound on talking about financial issues. I talk about a lot of stuff. I talk about quantitative easing and plunge protection and how the stock market is pretty much manipulated. What am I saying? It is totally manipulated. And so is the Baltic Dry Index, by the way. But that's a topic for another time. But definitely read this article, The Unholy Trinity for War. It's on the website. Read it twice. Send it off to others so they can educate themselves on what the purpose of the Fed is. It's pretty interesting stuff. Well, I am a focal kind of guy. I learned that long ago in my profession as an ICU nurse. And I'm not one who just carries out an action. I'm a guy that wants to know why I'm doing things. I tell you right now, I can walk into a patient's room and tell you that patient's history, health history, just by look. I've gotten pretty good at that. I can do that with other things too. It's a skill I carried also into my other personal life here. Everything, I kind of I analyze. I look, I see, I interpret, I come up with judgment. It definitely is a trade, definitely a skill you need for working in an ICU, because you don't always get the truth when you ask people a question. You know, some guy's telling me he doesn't smoke and he's coughing, has got the nice smoker's cough, and you know, I can pick that up pretty fast. The fingernails, the crow's feet around the eyes. I can pick up the signs of things pretty fast. So when I watched the State of the Union address, I watched the people in the crowd. I watched the Congress. I watched the Supreme Court justices. I watched the generals. Very interesting, the generals. I don't think they wanted to be there. They're not a big supporter of Donald Trump as he's trying to pull away from war. And these guys are all about war. That's their job, making war, continuous war, endless war. By the way, I was in the military also, 4 years in the Air Force Station in Altus Air Force Base in Oklahoma. And I noticed that the standards don't apply to everyone, evidently. I guess the people high up and rank there really don't have to follow the same rules I did. There's a regulation, you can look at it for yourselves, called AFR 3510. And it's a standard of appearance, weight. It's got a little chart. Evidently, you have a chart that says if you're this tall, you can weigh this much. You can't weigh more than this, or you're on restrictions, diet restriction. Those generals all look like they're about 40 to 50 pounds overweight. Those little buttons there, just barely holding on there, you know, holding the girth back. But again, it's the hierarchy of imperialist approach, I guess you might say. These people, you know, they're different. They're special. The generals are special. Everybody else is a peon in the military. They are a GI, government issue. Remember that. People don't realize that. That's what GI actually stands for, government issue. You are property of the United States government when you put on that uniform. And it'd make me feel very good. That's probably why I only did 4 years, kept my nose clean, and got the heck out. Plus, I realized I could not say whatever I wanted to say, even though I might be correct. I had to keep my opinions to myself. You could have a louse for a president in there, and I could not say a word derogatory about that president. I didn't feel very valued at that point. I realized I had to keep my mouth shut. The obvious right in front of your face, a bad person, and I had to keep my mouth shut. I'm not allowed to say anything or be prosecuted. Was it Article 3510? What is it? Article 35? I can't remember offhand. It's been a while. Be thrown in the brig and then looking out the bars and saying, "What'd you do, Steve?" "Well, I criticized the president when he did this." Should have kept your mouth shut. So that's hard for me to do. Now it's nice. I can actually do that, and there's no really consequences unless I do it at work. And there's consequences, and I don't do that at work. I work at work, and I save my politics for another time. I simply hand a card out and said, "You know, call me sometime. We'll talk about it." Not during work hours. Keep yourself out of trouble. So I'm watching the State of the Union address, and I'm hearing some good things. What I did not hear, which is interesting, I did not hear this at all. It's pretty much off the radar now. It's never part of the discussion any longer. You never hear him talking about the deep state. You never hear him talk about draining the swamp. It still exists, but for some reason it's off the radar now, and he doesn't even mention it anymore. Which is interesting that if you go back and read that article I just told you about this when I first opened up the show, The Unholy Trinity for War, it's on the website. If you read that, you'll understand a little bit more. And the Oval Office and every president before him, how they're pretty much locked in with the Christian Zionist opinion, following the rules. And there's probably no other person that I can think of offhand with the wealth, supposed wealth that Donald Trump has, a man who is more controlled by the deep state and part of the deep state than our current president, Donald Trump. How many times has he been bailed out? I think it was 4 times so far. He's very much owing a payback to those people who supported him, who saved him from financial disaster. So think about that. Read that article. Tell me if I'm wrong. I've got a website. I got an email. Actually, the email is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. And there's a chat room there, offthebeatenpath.chatango.com. I'll see if I can pop in there a little later and see what's going on, what's being said. But you want to read this article. You really do want to read this article. So, done with that. Health threats. We heard some good things. You know, he mentioned some good things. There's a health threats, disease. Illegal immigration brings us health threats. I had mentioned about 2 weeks ago there's a new bacterium out there that was isolated in a hospital. They shut the hospital down for a little while. It's a new antibiotic-resistant bacterium, and supposedly 11 or 12 of the patients in that hospital who went there for cheap health care, a cheap surgery, one of them being a gastric bypass, end up coming back here to the United States, and her physician now, she is being told that she has no alternatives. There is no antibiotic that can tackle this thing. Some of them are different mutations they can actually treat, maybe kind of with some antibiotics at work. This one, no. So not looking very bright for her. She actually wanted to save a little bit of money from a $17,000 gastric bypass surgery here in the United States. Got it for $4,000 in Mexico. Went to Mexico. Got the bacterium. Now, so many complications, more surgeries, and no antibiotic that can treat this thing. It's kind of nasty. So that's definitely a big concern I have in the medical industry of seeing things that are resistant to antibiotics. Do a lot of surgeries in a hospital, a lot of wounds, a lot of things going on. The last thing you want to see is you've got this problem with this bug you can't treat, you can't do anything with. And now you got to figure out how to isolate it. And where do you put all these people that are infected now? You know, you need isolation rooms, negative pressure rooms, we call them, an isolation room. So you can't just distribute the bacterium throughout the hospital. You got to contain it somehow. Now you got a whole new problem here. You don't have the facility to contain it. You only have so many negative pressure rooms, so many isolation rooms. And now you've got this big problem of all these people with these infections. It's huge, people. That is a huge problem. It's not really being talked about enough, and it should be. I guess, I don't think Donald Trump has the best of advisors, because that is one thing I'd be pushing right off the bat. This could be huge, huge problem. Pharmaceuticals will say, hey, we're working on it. You know, we'll find a medication. We'll find an antibiotic that will take care of this. Be raking in all the money. But at this point, there is no antibiotic to tackle this critter. Call it a critter. So one other thing I did not hear in this whole discussion, you know, I'm the kind of guy that goes back to the very beginning, the roots of the problem, what started the problem, rather than hacking at these, you know, branches. You got to go to the root of the problem. I was disappointed I didn't see anything spoken about removing the incentive to come here. Now, it seems to me that would be probably the very first thing I would talk about. Remove the incentive to come here. Remove the benefits. Remove all these subsidies. Remove everything that brings people here. It can be done. Never spoken. Why is that so hard to do? Why is it so hard to follow your current immigration laws on the books? Why is it so hard? We're a nation of laws, the rule of law, supposedly, but we have a hard time. We cannot actually carry out and enforce this rule of law on our illegal immigration. It's pretty simple to me. You remove the incentive. Incentive being a penalty to any employer that hires an illegal. $10,000 penalty for each infraction. Pretty simple. I tell you what, that'd shut it down really fast. No job, I'm not going there. No benefits, not going there. No health care, I'm not going there. No subsidies, not going there. Now, this last week, I was talking about another angle of actually allowing people to stay in their own country. I didn't hear I didn't get any bad emails on it. I didn't get anybody say you're out there, you're crazy. But it just seemed to me that if you have people escaping, running away from a country, because they said all these problems with the drug cartels and the killings, this and that, I mean, we've got troops all over the planet fighting wars right now. What? We're chasing ISIS, chasing Al-Qaeda. So we're going to go after these people. But couldn't we possibly unite our forces and go into Mexico? We don't ask for permission anyway. And I would think that maybe, unless the kickbacks are so much, that the corrupt government in Mexico would say, no, we don't want you in here because we're getting paybacks from the drug people, the cartels. But couldn't we actually enter this country if we wanted to? Could we not eliminate the drug cartels, wipe them off the map? Yeah, we could. And Minajad never said that, by the way, about the Israelis. That was all twisted. I just threw that in there, wipe them off the map. No, we actually could. We could wipe off these drug cartels off the map. We have the military might. We have nearly $1 trillion, I think $900 billion military budget. We have a super army out there. We could do this, but we don't. We don't do it. It's not even talked about. It's not even talked about. Mexico has never said, hey, can you help us take care of this problem? We got 50,000 people dying each year in the drug war. Innocent people. Can you come here and help us out? I mean, we kind of go into other countries when we're asked to, which is not very often. We just kind of show up. But when we're asked to, for a lot less death than 50,000 people. So here's an option right there, Mr. President. Maybe James Kelso can give him a call and ask him, hey, how about we just go into Mexico and take care of the drug cartels? It's an idea. I don't know. It's a good one. Mentioned about the cost of illegals, $100 billion per year spent on illegals and the subsidies and everything else you can think of. That's an incentive right there. Remove that. It's making us poor. And as I sent an article over to the website just a couple days ago, showing you what's going on in California, there's a bridge there called the Richmond Bridge. I used to love to cross this bridge going into San Francisco, Richmond. Go through Richmond, then you go to San Francisco. Beautiful bridge going both sides, both directions. Evidently, large chunks of concrete are now falling off into the bay because it's not been taken care of, not been maintained. So the cost of being a sanctuary city in Santa Rosa and now a sanctuary state, the entire state of California, is come home to roost. No money for bridges, no money for railroads, no money for this, roads, nothing. We got to take care of the sanctuary people. We have to violate federal immigration law. We got to take care of these people. Democrats are saying, hey, this is great. This is our voter base in the future. We'll be in office forever. The Republicans will never push us out of a seat. And if this happens, the globalism happens, and the illegal immigration comes through, and everybody is made a citizen now, there are no more borders anymore, that'll probably actually happen. I won't see it in my lifetime. Thank God for that. But my daughter and my grandchildren will. They'll be minorities in their own country. Can you imagine that? This is America. You become a minority in your own country. Your language erased, your history erased, your culture erased. You are a third class citizen now. Try to find a job. Politicians won't take care of you. They'll say, you know what, it's due. You're white privilege, you've been white privilege for a long time. It's our time now. We're taking back what we should have taken back long ago. I don't know. You know, they never give an accurate estimate of how many illegals are actually in this country. At one time, I actually did hear somebody say more than 12 million. The number never grows. It's been 12 million for 10 years or so. But actually, somebody threw out 20 or 22 million, I heard one time. That was just one time. I think he probably got thrown out of office and whoever he was, or he lost his job and he was told to shut up. Never heard it again, 20 or 22 million. Illegals in this country, and I guarantee you it's a lot more than that. I like the rule of three. Rule of three in the hospital is three times anything you've been told. So a guy tells you he only drinks one six-pack. No, he drinks three six-packs. It's pretty much. I mean, I found this to be true. I don't know why people lie about how much they consume. They lie about their weight. They lie about their age. They seem to lie about a lot of things. But it's pretty important when you're in a hospital to give accurate information. But that's where my skill, my focal skill to identify the truth comes in really handy. Guys tell me he drinks a six-pack a night just watching football. His hands are trembling. Yeah, right. Okay, six-pack. That's all you do. I believe. Right away, I'm pretty fast on the phone to let a physician know, because this guy's going through DTs here the next half an hour or so. We'll get back to the State of the Union address, what I saw and what I didn't see. And I want to hear from you. 1-800-313-9443. What did you see? What did you hear? What didn't you hear? Short break. Right back. It isn't hard to do.
How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I love the meaning behind the message. I just love it. Okay, getting back to the State of the Union address here, what I saw and what I didn't see. I did not see anything. You know, I heard the number 304,000 thrown out quite a bit last couple of days. 304,000 new jobs. We've talked about GM now is going to be laying off quite a few more people. Ford was before that. There are so many industries now that are folding. Sears was bailed out, I guess. So many people losing jobs. So the question I had, and nobody's ever talking about this. Nobody asked the important questions. So you throw around a number like 304,000 jobs that were gained in 1 month. Big question is, how many jobs did you lose that month? Are we looking at a net gain or a net loss of jobs? That's really important to know. You know, one foot forward, step forward, two steps back, that kind of situation here. What are we looking at? Are we looking at net gains? Are we looking at net loss of jobs? 304,000 doesn't tell me anything if I don't know how many were lost. That's really important to know, and nobody's asking that question. Democrats are silent on it. I'm surprised. They're looking for any reason to bring down this president. But they're part of the game also. And I assume they just want to keep things status quo. Keep it all going the same direction. It's a mess. Last week, Lark called in. I love Lark. He's got some great information. Talks about communitarianism quite a bit. And I left that conversation after his call, because he was towards the end of the show. I left the call, walked away, and I said, is it really all that bad? Is really everything corrupt? Is everything tainted? I think he might be right. And I started to reassess and go back. All the things I tried to do the last couple of years, all the town council meetings, everything I tried to accomplish, I went up against a wall. These people would not follow the rule of law. And I don't know how to make them follow law. I really don't. Can't seem to find any attorneys who are bold enough to take on these people to say, hey, here it is. Here's the law. You got to follow it. I fought them on the sanctuary city in Santa Rosa. I had my 1.5 minutes to go before the board and speak, pointing a finger at each one of them, not in a hostile way, but pointing a finger at each one of them, saying, I hold you to the highest standard. I will hold you to following the rule of law and federal immigration law. This is not a topic that should even be on discussion. Sanctuary should not be a part of this meeting to decide whether to follow the law or decide not to follow the law. A real democracy here, a mob rule, is essentially that's what democracy is. Majority rule, mob rule. Well, I stared at, I'm going to say 150 people that were there, darker tans than myself, and I felt major outnumbered. I felt a little on the threatened side. And when I finished up my 1:15 speech there, or 1.5 speech, I sat down. I saw others who looked fearful of actually saying the same that I said or reiterating what I said. A few did. But when we left, I tell you what, there weren't enough police officers in that building if they decided to lynch me that day. And I made it out to my car. I said, look, we need to go together as groups to our vehicles, and I'll drop you off here and there, whatever. We can't go out as singles. We might be targeted. There's nobody to stop this. I tell you, I was very frustrated. And I think I lost memory of that, but Lark kind of brought that back to my memory of trying so hard to make a difference, to instill the rule of law. And these people look at you, kind of a little smirk. Some of them had a little smirk on their face. And they already decided they were going to make Santa Rosa a sanctuary city. Beating your head against the wall. I mean, I don't know what else you could say. This is if you didn't love something so much, there wouldn't be the hurt that I feel when I see my country being torn down, slipping away from us. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back. Steve Elk is here, off the beaten path. So what I did hear him say, we need this wall to stop the drug cartels, the mules, the coyotes, the human trafficking, gangs, MS-13. A reference made to the opioid crisis, but no solutions on hand to tackle that problem, by the way. There's a lot of drugs coming in this country. Heroin is one of the big offenders there, and nobody's talking about that at all. It's pretty much blame the hospital, blame the physician on the opioid crisis, where some of that may have started actually from a physician. I don't know any doctors that are actually writing scripts for heroin. Now, that's cheap stuff under the bridge you buy. So that's a huge problem, and it's a problem. It's huge. It's huge, costing a lot of life, costing the country a lot of money. But Let's look at what the Democrats stand for, because, you know, we're talking about this bridge issue, and we got the deadline coming up here any day now, 15th of February. I have no clue what direction what's going to happen here on the 15th. I assume if he doesn't get his $5.6, $5.7 billion, then he'll probably shut it down again. I think if he does not follow through, it'll be an empty threat, and he will definitely lose more power, if he even has any power. But, well, we'll see. We'll just have to see. He may just really surprise me here on the 15th and say, we're doing it all again. This is Donald Trump, government shutdown 2.0. Let's do it again until finally the Democrats wise up and give them the money. Because you got to figure it cost, I think, $6 billion. The last shutdown cost the government $6 billion. Well, hey, only need 5.7. You just wasted $6 billion on the shutdown 35 days. So can't you just keep the money? Or am I just going to be able to write this crisis, this national crisis order, and get the wall built? Because as I understand, there's three more caravans on the way here. And I guess Trump has sent an additional 2,750 troops to the border to stop the invaders. Who's funding the invaders? Anybody know who's been funding the invaders other than George Soros? There's got to be more players on this invasion. Who's funding all this? They're driving trucks. They're bringing them up. They're close to the border. Get out 10 miles before the border. Look like you're tired. Look like you're hungry. We'll take pictures of it. CNN will be there. MSNBC will be there. Look at the human suffering here. Look at these people. We must let them in. I'm sorry. I'm a nice guy, but I'm not that nice. I take care of my country. I take care of my own citizens first. I'm sorry. That's the way it's got to be. Other nations have walls, have borders, have boundaries for a reason. You lock the door on your house for a reason, so you don't want invaders to come in and take advantage of you. Same way as a country. If you don't have a door locked, you will have people entering your country that may do you harm. This isn't rocket science. So what do the Democrats really stand for, if you think about it? I mean, let's look at what the Democrats really stand for. I'm not sure who wants to be a Democrat. Unless you're one of those people that have their hands out, one of those socialists who want to be taken care of. Well, they're for globalism, they're for high taxes, they're for open borders, they're for illegal immigration, gun control, special privilege for the LGBTQ plus, special privilege for them. They're for wars now. They're also for infant suicide with this new late-term abortion deal here. This is amazing stuff. But they're also fixated on the blackface, too, which is interesting. This is the month. February is the month. This is actually Black History Month. Wouldn't it be ironic now? Is it ironic or coincidence that we have people going after politicians they want to remove, even their own politicians, to replace them with somebody a little bit more liberal, somebody leaning more towards the left on their side? So they'll even replace one of their own people, throw them under the bus for going back and looking at a yearbook. 30 years ago, Northam, for a Halloween picture or a party picture where he was blackface, I supposedly he was imitating Michael Jackson, I guess. But, you know, would a true racist really want to dress himself up in black? If you hated black people, why would you paint your face black? Nobody's ever asked that question. These libtards who keep pushing the issue of racial discrimination and making fun of black people. It doesn't make quite sense. If I hate something, I certainly don't want to appear like the people I hate or something I hate. I'm not going to do that. Let's talk about the jobs that are being taken away. That really wasn't discussed too much. He mentioned a little bit illegal immigration is taking away jobs from Americans. That's correct. He's right. That's my parents' house last year. I noticed the construction trade. The construction industry is getting hit very hard with, I assume, illegal immigration. It's pretty sad when a construction company sells out their own people for cheap labor, but that seems to be the norm these days. Everybody wants to get something for free and cheap, and they want to increase their profit margins. So they don't mind selling out their own people. Oh, I'll keep my brother-in-law on the work crew, but I'll get rid of everybody else and hire him with somebody half the wage that I would pay an American worker. Warehouses and, of course, agriculture. California being probably the number one in the biggest as far as taking advantage of people. And that's actually what we're looking at here. We're looking at taking advantage of people. They don't quite see it that way. It's probably a step up from Mexico, but they really are being taken advantage of and used. In California agriculture, I can tell you in the wine industry firsthand, as part of that industry, yeah, big time, take advantage of them. Under the radar, cheap labor, no health care, yeah, they go for it. And their wine, overpriced. I know how much it costs to make a bottle of wine. Overpriced, most of it. Huge profits, huge profits. So it didn't hit quite enough, quite hard enough on the whole employment issue, and he needed to, because that is taking away jobs. Something else he didn't quite make out in his speech, and I did the math on that. He's talking about 159 million Americans working. Last I looked, we have 308 million people, million with an M, in this country. So you had 159 million that are working. Does that math equal 3.7% unemployment? If it does, it's got to be George W. Bush fuzzy math. I don't know how you get 3.7% unemployment out of, was it 170-something million people that are out of work? Or the population. I'm going to say all out of work because some of those are children. Yeah, children. Can't count them. But that doesn't equate to 3.7% unemployment. There's no way. There's no way in the world. He did mention something interesting about being in needless wars, approaching 19 years in Iraq, Afghanistan. But then, out of the other side of his mouth, talking about Venezuela. Maduro, he's an evil man. He's a socialist. He's stolen all the money from the country, the wealth from the country, enriched himself. He must go. So we have a U.S. coup over there now, trying to unseat him and put in a puppet, Guido. I don't know how you pronounce it. If it's Guido, that's kind of mafia, Italian mafia stuff, isn't it? Hitman, Guido? I think so. I don't know. We're talking about getting out of war, and then we're just simply making more war, which goes back again to this article on the web from Chuck Carlson. It explains what the Fed's actual duties, their job is to make endless wars, keep countries indebted, basically funding both sides, and keep the country or keep countries or keep people indebted. That's their job since 1913. Good article. Please read it. I think I definitely am going to talk about that next week. Some we need to do that. It's important stuff. Share it with others. Send it, print it out, copy it, send it on to others. So endless wars, needless wars, 19 years we've been engaged so far. $51 billion a year. Rand Paul's speech I played last week at illegals were costing us. Actually, they're more than that. It's $100 billion. That $51 billion was something else. I can't remember now. So I mean, if you remember last week's or 2 weeks ago, I played it a clip, $51 billion a year. Rand Paul was talking about, oh, take it back. Never mind. That was about funding the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. $51 billion a year. That's what that was. Because we spend $100 billion a year here in this country on illegals. That $51 billion was something else. That was for funding both those wars per year. And that's not going down in number. That's probably going up. If you understand anything about budgets, at least budgets from corrupt governments or corporations, when they do a budget for the following year or the next year, they actually like to exceed what they have in their bank account in order to ask for more. So I think this year was $800 billion, so look for $1 trillion. Well, we'll just up it by $200 billion more. That's really not that much. It actually is, but they don't see it that way. They don't see it that way at all. So wouldn't that money best be used, the $51 billion, if we were out of Iraq and Afghanistan? Wouldn't that money be best if we brought it back here and used it for our own country? It sure would. I would say right now, cut the military defense budget in half. Cut it in half. You are no safer at $800 billion than you are at $400 billion. Cut it in half. Completely in half. Distribute the savings to the states to rebuild their infrastructure. But first, before you do that, you got to make sure you put an end to all this nonsense of having a sanctuary city and sanctuary state. I'm not going to give money back to a state who's simply going to use the money to take care of their illegals. You got to fix that problem first. You know, that would be actually a good bold move for Donald Trump right now, is say, I'm following law. You are in violation of law. Not only are we going to cut money off to that state for not following immigration law, I'm going to incarcerate you, which means Jerry Brown would have been in jail. And that would send a message to the others to say, hey, I better follow the rule of law here. So fix that problem first, because making money savings and cutting budgets and still sending it to the states that have the sanctuary cities and sanctuary states only just keeps the problem progressing. You got to fix that problem first, or no money to you whatsoever. That's what you got to do first. Phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. There are no excuses not to be calling in today. There's no Super Bowl. I don't know what's going on today, but it's dreary down here in Florida, and I'm glad to be sitting inside today. Warm weather returning next week sometime. Well, let's get on some other problems that weren't really mentioned. I wrote quite a bit of stuff after the State of the Union address that day. I just sat down and started writing and writing, going over it again, looking at it. HIV and AIDS. You mentioned that. You sure did. But he didn't also tell you how the government, the past governments, he can't take credit for himself as a failure, but how past governments have dropped the ball on that whole issue, HIV and AIDS. Remember that whole program of free needles and free syringes? Huge failure. Huge failure. Remember that program with free condoms? Another huge failure. All the education you can give these people hasn't changed bad practice. Let's just go to an example of cigarettes, for God's sakes. How long has that little warning label been on a pack of cigarettes? I mean, ever since I was a kid. I'm 57. It's been on there a long damn time. I think there's even a little skull and crossbones on it. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But I remember there's a warning sign saying warning. Just like there's a warning sign on a bottle of alcohol. Do not operate machinery. Warning labels. People don't seem to care about warning labels. They continue practicing bad behaviors. They're gamblers. Americans are gamblers. They gamble at the tables. They gamble. They speed. They eat too much. They gamble with nearly everything in their lives. So why are we surprised that they would gamble with their sexual practice and take no precautions? I don't know. It's crazy. It's something that could have stopped, especially the HIV and AIDS. It could have stopped if he'd only taken precaution and used some protection. Don't share needles. Well, share the needles. You got the free needles, by the way. You got the free needles. Share those. That's what they've been doing. They continue to escalate and make more problems. I think that's pretty much what government does. They just create more problems. More problems creates more commerce. More commerce takes more dollars out of your pocket and taxes to fix problems that they helped to create. You see the cycle here? You see how it goes around and around? How this continues to take more money from you for problems that they create just because they won't follow rules and laws? I don't know. Needless wars, but we continue to beat the war drums against Russia. Now we want to go against Russia. Well, I'll tell you what, you're not going to win that one, because Russia and China will side. Russia having left the INF first, the United States saying, we're leaving too. That has been a gift and a present to Donald Trump and the Pentagon. Everything is off the table now. Guess what? You got a new weapons race, people. Know what that means for you? Less money, more for the military budget, a bigger military, and more invasions. Read that article, please, on the internet, on the website here for RBN, about the Fed funding both sides, making money off of war. All wars are bankers' wars. I think the video is posted along with that. Please watch the video, read the article. We're going to go to the phones here. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the show.
Yes, hello, Steve. Each and everything you said thus far for the last hour makes too much sense, which means the government's not, I have a feeling the government's not going to do a damn thing about anything. And as far as this anti-Trump thing, I'm starting to wonder if this is an elaborate psyop to make the populace believe that they're against him. And meanwhile, we get caught up in this us versus them thing. And it's to keep our mind off of everything, and the same routine will continue. What do you feel about that?
I will answer that on the other side of this break, Chance. So stay right there. This is Off the Beaten Path. We'll be right back.
In the world, and you are. I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With the help of God and two friends, I come to realize I still have two.
And we are back. Before we go back to the phones in West Virginia to talk to Chance, I want to say welcome aboard Ken. He's my new board op for the weekend, so you're doing a fabulous job. Appreciate it. You're getting jiggy with it there, Ken. Some Lynyrd Skynyrd there, Ronnie Van Zandt. We're going to go back to the phones here, Chance. Are you there, Chance?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you read the article on the RBN website called The Unholy Trinity for War? Did you read that?
No, I don't have access to a computer.
Oh, well, write this down. The Unholy Trinity for War. When you go to a library, pull that up on the RBN website. Please read that, because what I'm about to tell you is going to fit along with that whole article from Chuck Carlson, in that it really doesn't seem to – it doesn't appear to matter who is in the Oval Office, because they are owned by the Christian Zionists. They are working for Israel. They're not working for us. And the whole article spells it out, pretty much what the Fed is all about basically making new wars and always capitalizing on war, funding both sides, and basically then they do the rebuild, the reconstruction phase after the wars are over. So they always seem to be winning. This whole system of the Fed central banking is a scam and a half. And I'm going to answer your question by this. Have you ever watched, as a kid, I used to watch this stuff, and I knew right away it wasn't real. But do you remember watching WWF wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You never thought that was real, did you?
No.
Okay, good. That's the point I'm making. They act like a bunch of badasses in the ring. They're fighting each other, trying to kill each other, basically. And all the fake blood and little capsules and everything else, I found out all about that stuff early on, because I thought, there's no way in the world our government would ever allow something this dangerous if this stuff was true. First of all, that's number one. And it's funny, I'm a kid saying this already. I'm not even in the medical field. I'm just a kid understanding that there's no way in the world they would allow you to participate in something that could hurt somebody and kill somebody and paralyze them. But the point being is they act like a bunch of badasses. But then at the end of the match, that evening, they're sitting back putting down a bunch of beers together, having fun. And I kind of look at this whole situation between Republicans, Trump, and the Democrats, this little bickering back and forth, this fighting. And after you read this article, The Unholy Trinity for War, you start to say, I think they're all on the same side, all on the bad side, the corrupt side. They're just simply playing the game. And then he's making an appearance as if he tries to do something. He's trying to beat the bad, the evil. But all along, it's nothing more than what we call posing.
That's what I see. Exactly.
He's posing to look like he cares. He's posing to look like he's taking on the establishment. He's posing. It's the appearance is what he's trying to make, the appearance that he's trying to do something. And he knows he's just spinning his wheels. He can't beat this system, because in this article here, it mentions pretty much, if you understand the debt of what the Fed is all about, keeping people or keeping countries in debt is their job. Now, there's no person more indebted to that system he denounces than Donald Trump himself.
Well, see, this is akin to, would you say, it's akin to somebody trying to gain your confidence just so they could use you. I mean, that's almost akin to that type of situation, isn't it?
Yeah. Hold on a second. We'll take you back for one last bit on that. And I got another call right behind you. This is Off the Beaten Path. We'll be right back.
I've walked and I crawled on six crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of seven side forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's hard.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN.